Inventory Policy Overview. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines inventory policy as a statement of a company's goals and approach to the management of inventories. This includes areas such as stocking levels, asset valuation, IBC classifications, replenishment policies, and review cycles. Inventory policy describes management's approach to controlling inventory on both an aggregate and itemized level. Inventory controls are used to ensure that inventory policies are executed correctly in accordance with inventory objectives and overall strategy. Inventory controls break down inventory guidelines set at aggregate levels into decisions for individual products and for individual stock keeping units. Inventory controls used to maintain customer service at a targeted level include setting levels for safety lead time or safety stock per stock keeping location. Establishing policy related to aggregate levels of inventory requires balancing trade-offs between the competing interests in an organization with regard to inventory, reviewing the impact of sourcing risks on inventory planning decisions, deciding whether to use risk pooling, and if so, for what types of inventory. Balancing trade-offs. Several goals drive an organization's inventory policy decisions, including the aggregate amount of inventory to carry. Customer service. The goal of customer service is to provide exactly the products the customer wants at the desired time and place and at a price the customer is willing to pay. The degree to which the organization commits to serving its individual customers is defined in its service level policies. The most profitable customer segments may receive the highest level of service, and others may receive lower levels. There are uncertainties, however, that can affect delivery lead time, for example, factory downtime or delays in supplies. Mitigating customer service uncertainty often requires increasing the amount of inventory the organization carries. Operational efficiency. Operations is most efficient when long production runs are possible and changeovers are minimized. This lowers operating costs, but it may result in higher overall inventories and occasional stockouts of products. This puts operational efficiency in conflict with customer service and operational agility. A good example of operational efficiency related to inventory management is inventory accuracy. Having more accurate inventory records improves planning and customer service, but comes at a cost in terms of time and money spent on inventory counting. For example, cycle counting and/or technologies such as barcodes or inventory picking technology. For example, pick to light, pick to voice. Financial return on investment. The organization's financial goals are most secure when inventory investment is minimized. Little inventory is carried, and inventory is converted into sales as quickly as possible. Low inventory levels, short lead times, and high turnover are required. This puts the organization's financial goals at odds with both its customer service and operating efficiency goals. Carrying low inventory will increase the probability of not filling customers' orders and will necessitate shorter, less efficient production runs as lines wait for resupply. Environmental impact. While the prior three trade-offs are the most critical ones, an organization may have sustainability goals. The goals of sustainability related to inventory can include use of less hazardous material, sourcing sustainability, minimizing waste and overproduction, minimizing discharge of pollutants, reducing energy and resource use, using environmentally friendly packaging and transportation, and making products that are safe for workers, customers, and the environment. These goals are at odds with cost minimization, can complicate operational efficiency, and can reduce customer service in terms of availability. However, customers may be willing to pay more for sustainable products. Exhibit 6-5 summarizes the trade-offs that may be required to meet these goals. For example, operations may want to reduce manufacturing costs by using less expensive components or carrying less inventory. However, this will conflict with marketing's need to increase revenue by satisfying customers and finance's desire for increased profit and cash flow. Environmental, social, and governance, ESG, may want to not only meet all mandatory environmental requirements, but also meet voluntary initiatives such as sourcing sustainably, for example, fair trade coffee. ESG can improve customer service by providing additional differentiation, which often leads to greater customer loyalty. It also may improve operational efficiency since the costs of regulatory risks are lower. It may also make inventory investment more efficient and subject to fewer risks that would add to inventory costs. Exhibit 6-5. Competing objectives for manufacturers. Management must negotiate these goals to arrive at an inventory level that provides a competitive level of service at operating and financial costs that support the organization's competitive position. Various production strategies and tools can help organizations improve their negotiated inventory policies. For example, value stream mapping, a lean production technique, can be used to identify areas of waste in the production process design, which will help shorten lead times and reduce inventory levels. Buffers, for example, additional time or resources, can be applied to constraints to improve throughput. Pull techniques can be used to decrease work in process inventory. Suppliers can partner in just-in-time deliveries of materials to the production point. Impact of sourcing risks on inventory timing. Inventory management professionals need to review the impact of sourcing risks on inventory planning. Sourcing risks can have a strong impact on an organization's inventory planning and, especially considering global sourcing, can include the full range of risks, sociocultural or social, technological, economic, environmental, political, legal/regulatory, and ethical, CPLE. Some supply chain-specific risks, such as transportation risk, also should be considered. Politicians can impose tariffs, economies can go into recession or worse, social trends can put previously accepted practices into disfavor, new technologies can disrupt cost competitiveness or make inventory suddenly obsolete, lawsuits or contractual issues can destroy profitability, environmental activists can blame the organization for its suppliers' actions, or transportation networks can be disrupted by disasters. Some events are a mix of many types, such as labor unrest or strikes being political, economic, and social issues. The list could go on. Inventory can and should create a buffer to insulate the organization from some of these risks, depending on the manufacturing environment. But inventory itself is at risk of theft, damage, and obsolescence. So wise organizations rely on inventory to handle only some portion of their sourcing risk. When risks appear to be increasing in a given area, a best practice is to determine a targeted or focused increase in just certain inventories or in just certain parts of the supply chain. For example, this could be increasing safety stocks of critical materials or purchasing hedge inventories of the same if there is available inventory space for a bulk purchase. The remainder of the risk should be addressed in other ways. Organizations might invest in resiliency, the ability to quickly adapt to change. They determine the right amounts and types of insurance to carry, including insuring freight and carrying business interruption insurance. They diversify their supplier base and geographically diversify their manufacturing operations. They create backup plans for transportation disruptions, such as using air transportation for critical parts rather than allowing a plant to stop operations due to a port strike. They may use risk pooling,